This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some leading Democrats are reacting to President Donald Trump becoming the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting of the demilitarized zone with Kim Jong-un. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump referencing his great friendship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is another example of Trump's affinity with authoritarian leaders.
To say that Kim Jong-un is his friend when this is a man who uses anti-aircraft guns to assassinate his enemies is just disgraceful.
Trump had said Saturday the meeting would only last 2 minutes, but what was expected to be a brief meeting turned into an impromptu summit lasting about 50 minutes. When Trump emerged from the meeting, he announced he and Kim had agreed to form teams to restart working-level talks. This is the third meeting between Kim and Trump, following talks in Singapore last June and in Vietnam in February. Though the DMZ summit raises hopes of revived nuclear talks, it is not clear how much progress was actually made. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday that resumption of trade talks between the U.S. and China is a very big deal, but acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. He said the countries have reached an agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May, before talks broke down in what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 Economic Summit in Japan to restart the negotiations, but Kudlow assessed that the last 10% could be the toughest, with such unresolved issues as cyber attacks. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Sudanese doctors group says five people have been killed and several seriously wounded in a day of demonstrations against continued military rule in Sudan. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across the country Sunday, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out the long-ruling Omar al-Bashir. VOA's Jason Patinkin is following some of the protests in Chicago.
Wearing blue headscarves and draped in Sudanese flags, nearly 100 people gathered in the U.S. city Chicago, chanting revolutionary slogans to call for civilian rule in their home country of Sudan. The protest in Chicago was part of a series of rallies taking place around the world in solidarity with Sudan's revolution, which started in December and has demanded that a military government hand power to civilians. On Sunday, Sudanese protesters turned out across the African nation in what opposition leaders are calling a Millions March, one of the largest marches in the country since the revolution began over 6 months ago.
It's Jason Patinkin reporting for VOA. The Taliban and the United States are both said to be making serious efforts to finish a draft text that could lay the groundwork for a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is the seventh round of talks in a dialogue that spans nearly a year. They have primarily focused on guarantees the Taliban will not allow insurgent-controlled Afghan territory to be used for international terrorism, and in return, U.S.-led NATO troops will withdraw from Afghanistan. Pope Francis responds to Europe's recent heat wave with prayers for the suffering. Thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square Sunday to hear him speak despite the high temperatures.
They were proud and loud as they marched down.
In quest'ultimo giorno di giugno, auguro a tutti I lavoratori di poter avere durante l'estate.
Saying on the last day of June, I wish all workers a rest period during the summer, which will benefit them and their families. I pray for those who in these days have suffered the most from the consequences of the heat, the sick, the elderly, people who have to work outdoors and construction sites. The World Meteorological Organization said 2019 was on track to be among the world's hottest years on record. The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or gone missing between 2014 and 2018. A new report shows that nearly 18,000 people have died on the deadly Mediterranean Sea crossing from North Africa to Europe. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.